There was obviously hard fought, but you're supposed to fight hard when you have a scholarship. And the result, as I just told the players, that's not acceptable result because everybody had one play. Coach had one play. Players had one play. One whistle goes your way. It's unfortunate because, you know, we've been stomped and beat down. And to make all those kind of plays in a 2 or 4 minute game at the end and not to have it go your way is disappointing. So I'll take the fight. I'll take the resolve that was shown. But you got to play better basketball to win those games.
As well as you guys have played on defense all year, the way you defended them, the way you took Brooks out of the equation for us?
Nah, we played real good defense against Dayton. Believe it or not, the last game against Temple, we played good defense. We gave up 20 offensive rebounds. So we had a stretch during a run, you know, probably not against a team of the level of Temple. Did we play like that? And it was every guy. You know, usually our defense begins and ends with Garrett, but today every guy gave us something. I don't think we did near enough with Ramon Moore. He had 3 offensive rebounds, and I think all 3 were put back, so that's 6 points that are kind of unearned baskets, in my opinion.
How much more of a different player is he now than when you guys first faced him?
Well, I don't mean this disrespectfully. He wasn't in the scouting report the first time. He just wasn't in there. I mean, Fernandez was coming off the run of some 30-point games. His shooting percentage was outlandish. And it was Fernandez, Brooks, LaVoy Allen. But the secret to their success over the years has been these guys continue, you know, like the Chris Clarks the 1 year, Sergio almost last year, even Deontay Christmas. I mean, go back and, you know, it was underreported, but the kid didn't play his freshman year for a Hall of Fame coach. So there was some deficiency in his game. And then they found it and they rode him out for 3 years. So Moore has a scorer's mentality and they have a simplistic way of playing offense that allows him to kind of flow to the basket.
Phil, in the first half, they seemed to have an advantage inside, and not so much in the second. Anything that you did to adjust to that?
Well, to be honest with you, not throwing anybody under the bus, but I didn't wait for guys to play. In the first half, I waited for our front court to play a little bit. In the second half, I got them out, and then we went. They went small first, and then we went small in the next possession, and then played it. Really, there were 8 guards out on the floor, I guess. In the overtime, in the last 8 or 10 minutes of the game. I thought we did a nice job of disguising how we wanted to guard the low post. And they certainly probed it because LaVoy Allen's a wonderful passer. And they put the ball in there and tried to cut off of him, so.
Phil, after Garrett gave you the lead at the end of regulation, and then Moore went down and got the basket and sent it to overtime, did he just catch
your guys to be honest with you, Ray, what happened is some of our deficiencies are in foot speed, and that was a race. That was basically they threw the ball in, he was on the move, and our guys were backpedaling. You know, probably coach it better, tell everybody to run to the lane and always get beat by a jumper and never get beat by a layup on that situation. But we didn't. It was an open floor dribble drive, really.
Phil, talk a little bit about Carl Jones.
Well, Carl was slated to start. Justin Crossgile had an ankle injury at the Xavier game. And then the doctor said that, you know, play him and see what he can give you after getting loose. And Carl Jones has had better practices going into this game. I mean, I think the number that stands out, and it will be brought to the attention of our front court, is he had 8 rebounds and led us in rebounding, which is somewhat humorous. So we just have to get him to apply better practice habits, and he can be a good player.
Phil,
But he certainly showed up in this building when we played there this year.
So you guys played really well in state again today, to the top 18. What's it going to take to get one really big push for the rest of the regular season?
What's going to take? I'm sorry, I missed.
Get a big push for the rest of the regular season. Make sure that at the very least you can exit.
Well, we have to be better on Monday than we were today. And we've got to go on the road and be an impact team. We haven't been. I mean, there's no denying it. And we have to go to Charlotte. And Charlotte has a difficult game tonight. They play Xavier. And they could be coming into that game with two losses. And all the bracket stuff is going to be up. And, you know, they could be sliding. And they're fighting for positioning. And we've gotten pounded by the top teams on the road. Temple at Temple and Xavier at Xavier. Rhode Island at Rhode Island. We've been able to play respectable basketball at home. We have a road game. And then we have a week off and we have a road game at GW. And GW could be in the same, you know, holding your breath. Can't hold your breath for 2 weeks and hope that you... And it's not really get to Atlantic City. It's get into the Atlantic 10 tournament and see if you can't get some action going here with a road win. We just have to be better. I mean, I don't know any other way. You know, there's no one thing that's going to make us better. You got to be willing to remember what our record is and how we got there, and then you got to forget it. And you got to go out against Charlotte on Wednesday and say, you know what, let's line it up for 40 minutes and see if the better team wins.